A warm welcome back, and now it's time to give you some feedback on the interview with Desiree and to give you some thoughts on how to build your business. Today I'm talking about holding on to what interests you. So Desiree spoke about the question, asked me the question whether she should choose sales or ops as the next move to scale. What you heard me doing, or hopefully what you saw me doing there, was asking her what she was good at and what she liked, and then literally did the opposite and said, well, if you're good at ops, then sales is what you need to hire in because you're good at ops. And that comes down to how you are thinking about your particular business and what you are good at. Now, most of us, if you ask me that question, I would choose sales. Me, I would prefer to be in sales than to be in ops. And so the first person I would hire in is an ops person. Who is the person you need to hire in? If you had to choose between sales and ops, who do you hire in? If you're in sales, it's ops. If you're in ops, it's sales. It's quite simple. But now what happens if now you are in ops? Now I'm in ops. I was Desiree and I'm in ops and the business starts to grow. What do I do now? And now the second point where I have to make a split now is what am I good at in ops and what am I bad at in ops? So the first thing that you basically hire in whilst again in ops is the things that you're bad at. So you would then once again, I would ask her, what are you good at in ops? What are you bad at in ops? And the first person that she needs to hire in is somebody who can take care of the things that she's bad at. And then we get to the third point, which is now she's in a place of everything she's good at. And then I would ask her now, what do you like most and what do you least like? So she might be good at something, but don't like it as much as other things. And that would be the third stage of delegation, which you would delegate away those things that she was good at, but she didn't like. Well, I hope that helped you in terms of building and scaling your business and growing your business so that we can build this wonderful economy of ours and that you can leave a legacy for your family. Well, that's it. And do remember, if you think it, write it down and make it a reality.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Saika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.